The Hemshech, in reference to the early installments in regards to the Rebbe's talks, insights on the Inyan of Golos, we continue now with installment number 6. In conclusion, and this is a sicha from the Rebbe Shabbos Sazria Metzera, the second day Rish Chedesh Iyar, Tavshin Mem Beis, 1982. And the Rebbe, amongst the sicha, says the following. That the general Aveda of Yidden in the time of Golos needs to be with a yearning and a hope, a constant hope for the upcoming redemption. There are Yidden which are not bothered by the fact that they still find themselves in Golos. And they say that the main thing is that they were given the opportunity to study Torah and fulfill mitzvahs. Therefore, it doesn't bother them that they are in Golos for an additional time, chas v'sholim. The same Yid says in his prayers, as Samach David Avdechom Heiros Atzmiach, that you should bring the redemption, and he hears the words that he's saying, he knows the meaning of the words. Nevertheless, he doesn't feel any feeling of hope for the upcoming redemption, and he's not bothered by the fact that he is in Golos. So the Rebbe continues, the reason for that is because he's a Golos Yid. His body is exiled in Golos. His soul, at least externally, is exiled in Golos, and therefore it doesn't bother him that he finds himself in Golos. But a Yid needs to know that Golos is not his true place, not his true location. As the Maral Meprag says, that since the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, the whole concept of slavery has been negated completely. It is not shayach. It is not possible that Yidden should find themselves in a status of slavery, God forbid, as the Almighty says, "Keli b'nei Yisrael avodim avodayhem." They are servants of Hashem, but not servants to other servants. Which means that from the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the giving of the Torah, the concept of slavery has been negated by Yidden. In the same sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen Yidden from other nations, he has chosen them that the Yidden should be his servants, v'lei avodim la'avodim. And when a person argues that the main thing is studying a Torah, and therefore he's not bothered by being in Golos, the person needs to know that while he finds himself in Golos, there's also a lack in the general fact of the study of Torah. And the Rebbe cites from the tractate of Megillah 12b that from the time that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and we were exiled from our land, counsel and insight has been removed from us, and we don't know how to deal with capital cases. Lashon of Gemara, Nitlo Eitzam Emenu Ve'einonu Yedem Lodun Dina Nefoshes. And from this we understand that in the time of Golos, there is a lack in the study of Torah. In addition to that, on a deeper level, the Rebbe says it is known what the Zayar says in the beginning of Parsha Behar, that servants are exempt from eil mitzvahs, pater mina mitzvahs. So the commentaries on the Zayar ask, how could it be that an Eved Ivri, a servant who's a Yid, who was sold to another Yid, should be pater from all mitzvahs? So the Rebbe explains, because being a servant to someone else accomplishes a lack in being a servant to Hashem. And being a servant to Hashem means fulfilling the mitzvahs. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, and therefore it negates everything else. So when there is another concept of slave service, a servant to someone else, besides being a servant of Hashem, it contradicts being a servant of Hashem. From this we understand that the general union of Golos brings a lack in the standard of Limud HaTorah and Kiyum HaMitzvos. And in the same sense that Kiyum HaMitzvos fulfilling mitzvahs now in Zman HaGolus. We cannot fulfill them all b'shleimus, in a complete way, in an enhanced way, but only in the upcoming redemption, it will be in the most polished way, k'mitzvah seriseinecha, as we say it in davening, in the Musaf of every Shabbos, that's when we'll be able to fulfill it in the right way. Likewise, in regards to the study of Teda, that the completion, the shleimus, the climax of Limud HaTeda, l'osig lavei, when it'll be Teda chadoshem v'iti teitzei, that's when there'll be a new revelation in Yonim of Teda. And therefore, when Yidden are doing their work in Zman HaGolus, they find themselves constantly in a mode of hoping, yearning for the upcoming redemption, knowing that the Golus is not their true place. But rather, when we will have the upcoming redemption, this is when they will be able to study Teda and fulfill mitzvahs in the most enhanced way. And this expresses itself by them by saying, that our eyes should already see, which means that the Gula should be already in our generation, not to wait, God forbid, for the next generation, to the generation after us. And therefore, the Rebbe sums up that the union of Golus is the opposite of the entity of Am Yisrael. And when there are Yidden who argue that they're not bothered by being in Golus, this is only external. It's not free choice. So therefore, the evil inclination also gets involved and inclines the person to have such an approach. The union of Teda in general is bechlal not shaykh to the union of Golus. As it's mentioned in Chazal, Halei kei dvarai ko'esh, the Teda is compared to fire. It does not receive impurity. Impureness, tuma. And as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Ein lecha ben chayrin el misha esik b'teda. There isn't one who is really free, a free person, but only one who is esik in teda. Therefore, it's understood that the shleimus of limud teda is only when we have the union of geula. And therefore, when the Yid says that he's not bothered by remaining in Golus because he's learning Teda, he is bringing the Teda into the Golus. And as a result of that, he is not able to paskin dinim al pi ha-Teda, as mentioned earlier from the Gemara Megillah. But he paskins the hepech of Teda, the opposite of Teda. And the reason for that is because his whole entity is found in Golus, without a will to go out of Golus. As mentioned earlier, that he's considered a Golus Yid. Shasal, but he has a tzipia, a yearning for the Gula, and b'meila then, we have the Gula, and by the Gula, we will have the Shleimus, the completion, the highest standard of Limud HaTeda and Kiyum HaMitzvos.